It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
The hell is this?
Carmen Miranda.
Does she sing in it?
Mama, 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 you get it. Mama, you get it.
What's the one where she's on that Woody Allen movie where she goes, ay, 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 ay,
oh, that
ay,
is ay. South American Way.
South American Way.
Mama, 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 yo quiero.
Mama, Rob and I are doing quiero. A little dancing right now.
Mama, yo quiero.
Buzz
mama,
likes when I keep the music current.
We're doing a little historical music listening right now. Hey, your iPod sucks. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I'm 100.
Want to remind everybody that we're going to have a lot of fun on tomorrow's show as we talk to Lloyd Kaufman.
Who is he married to?
Director of Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. Beth Ann, to the studio, please. I promise I will not give you too much of a hard time for this booking. I said yes based on the title of the movie.
Well, sure.
Not sure whether this was a mistake or not.
For people
here she comes.
Who are afraid of chickens.
Is this like a regular movie? Is this going to be in theaters?
It's going to be on DVD.
Wow.
Of course.
Digital video disc.
Will it stick?
Lloyd Kaufman.
Is it animated?
No. Real people will be coming in.
Real people will be coming
in. Yeah, but the movie.
I have the...
Is the chicken...
This is what it's like, guys. Turn the effing Carmen Miranda.
This is where he's...
What?
This is
like when I talk to her in the morning. I don't...
No,
words,
you're more alert.
Words are put in places that I don't... I'm simply asking, is this an animated film?
No.
It's not. This is a...
Would you like it to be?
Does it have chickens in it?
I'll draw one tonight.
Does it have chickens in it?
I would say so.
Why did you think this might be interesting?
Because it's funny.
10 down, 5 to
Poultrygeist.
Go.
Poultrygeist. Okay, and we'll have information
don't
about
you see,
what it
Mike,
is.
It's a pun.
I'm going to run up and get you the stuff I got.
Do you have the movie?
Mm-hmm. You can watch it.
I don't think so.
I know.
not going to have time for that.
Not in a hurry to see
right.
it. Huh?
Thank you very
you know
much.
You know what I bet, okay. Mike? I bet the chicken's animated and the people are real.
Okay, great.
It's CGI.
I bet it's not that big budget.
You think maybe it's what, a puppet?
Bigfoot, Me Not Dead, or whatever the hell it is. That's
there
it.
Was
that's
a legendary booking.
That's what that is. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, final segment of Buzz Burbank, and then
have
we got to get out
show.
Of here. Have a good show, Beth Ann. Thank you.
Brett Favre says he has half a mind to show up at the Packers training camp just to call the team's bluff.
What? He is so pissed off at the Packers. I cannot believe this.
According to him, they've said unkind things to him.
Well, when he made the big announcement about retiring, mm-hmm. is he saying that they kind of pressed him into it? Is that what it was?
No, or? He's saying they don't want him back.
Well, because he announced he was retiring.
Yeah, we all sort of got the impression that meant he was leaving.
And now they want him to come back, but they want him to come back and sit on the bench, and he's telling him to go scratch. He's Brett Favre. He doesn't want to do that.
If you listen really carefully right now, you can hear the sound of Daniel Snyder's mouth watering.
Yeah. Hello. Brett, we'd love to have you. Oh, my God, that would be fun. I'd get into the Redskins then.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I would get more into the Redskins than I have.
And you think he's not thinking that right now?
Oh, that'd be very, very
and
cool.
It's
that's another quick fix.
But it is a quick fix, and it's also you do have to look at Brett Favre and how many years he's been playing. And
it's just the kind of young talent the Redskins need.
Rob is pantomiming Daniel Snyder right here in the studio. Yes, it's a lovely dance, Rob.
Thank you. He loves to dance. He's very graceful for a man his size.
For a tiny man.
Do the Snyder.
For a wee man.
In part two of Brett Favre's interview with Fox News. Favre says he knows it would cause a media circus, but he might just show up at training camp anyway. Players are to report to camp on July 27th. Brett says Pack management's told him they don't want him back, which prompted him to say he's willing to play somewhere else.
Only two options here. Only two things at play here. You have management of the Packers pulling a boneheaded move and not knowing how to handle the ego of a major athlete, or you've got Brett Favre.
Boner.
Brett Favre, who really does not want to say die and does not want to quit, and he's not handling it well. I think it's somewhere in between. Both sides are a little bit at fault here.
It's no win for Pack management if they don't pick him up and he goes somewhere else and does well. They're going to take a lot of criticism.
Right.
And if they do take him and he does terribly, they're going to take a lot of criticism.
Yeah, but they could have handled this a little bit differently. You know,
how's
these
that?
Guys do this. They have great careers, and then they go, you know, they decide they're going to hang on a little bit longer, and they go play a couple of seasons somewhere else.
Right.
But they have obviously pissed him off, and that is an avoidable situation.
Sure.
They can avoid that. But then again, don't we know about management pissing people
and
off?
And you know what? Brett Favre pissed off is when he plays his very best.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with this. Don't be surprised to see Brett Favre starting for the Green Bay Packers. There is my prediction right there.
Wow.
And maybe we can get somebody to talk to us about this whole situation, because I think people are fascinated. He is the, you know, he's the ultimate superstar in the NFL, and I'd like to find out what's going on.
I think this all this is happening because his backup career fell through and that of a male model.
That's it. I really care for you, Mary. That acting job and something about Mary, I'll never forget that.
That's good.
No. Putting vitamin B into energy drinks doesn't really help that much.
Isn't that named after you?
Yes. Vitamin Buzz.
That's right. That's
Hi, look for my picture on the cover.
That's Who are you?
I'm Buzz Burbank.
It's my vitamin.
I think you're going to enjoy it. It tastes really good. It's got a fruity flavor, and I think what's going to happen is you're going to feel better.
What's it called?
It's called Vitamin Buzz.
And it's named for?
It's made for me, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
Because I'm nuts. You don't understand. It makes you more energetic. That's the way you feel fine.
How do you take it? Is it a pill?
I take it surrounded by Buzz Babes.
Oh, that's good.
In their top. They're thongs.
The only way. This, according to a study of that new 5-hour energy stuff they sell on TV and at 7-Elevens. I almost picked up some the other day, but I was too tired.
Of course you did. Yes, yes. You like that kind of stuff. You experiment a little bit.
Do I?
You're not afraid of experimentation.
I never have been, Mike.
Of course you haven't
The
been.
Commercials say this powerful blend of B vitamins will boost your energy and your mood and make you more alert. But
yes.
A new study shows it's the caffeine causing the energy burst, not the B.
And the caffeine is bad to me. I do not take the caffeine.
You know, I've been off caffeine for 5 weeks now.
I mean, even Diet Cokes can make me a little bit jumpy.
I haven't even had a soda.
Really?
Yeah. And
you feel okay?
I was the biggest caffeine junkie. I used to take 2 Excedrin when I got up.
Right.
Just for the caffeine.
That's really?
Right. Yeah, because it was faster than making a pot of coffee.
Wow.
Oh, and yeah. I'm off it now, and I'm better for it.
Oh, it's coursing through my veins even as we speak.
It's gonna kill you.
There you are with your, like, super deluxe diet chair. Pepsi caffeine drink.
I love it. Anyway, experts at Case Western University in Cleveland say 5-hour energy is not the packet of energy the commercials claim.
That's priapism, isn't it? 5 hours? Aren't you supposed to consult
a doctor
after that?
After 4, yeah.
5-hour energy, look at me. There it is, guys.
Yeah, I found a place to hang my towel.
But quoting one researcher, it's brilliant marketing. And that brings us to marijuana in a spray.
Every day.
Every single day, you can set your clock by everything.
He's got a problem.
It's a medical weed, soon to be available for the first time in a mouth spray.
Uh-huh.
Sativex contains.
You're kidding?
No, that's the name of it.
Sativex.
Sativex.
Wow.
Potweedo.
You could go to work for a drug company.
Potweedo.
Because that's where this is from.
Maybe you should have a spray of Blunto. Delicious Blunto.
I was fine until I started taking Ging Reefer. Yes, with Ging Reefer, you'll have wonderful appetite.
Sativex contains THC and one other compound from marijuana for treating Parkinson's, Huntington's, and Alzheimer's diseases, along with multiple sclerosis and cancer.
Step up to Jointibus.
Grass-X.
It's already been tested and used in Canada and Britain.
Grass-X.
The FDA is now being asked to approve the spray for this country.
The cool, clean taste of Grass-X.
Grass-X will help you, ladies and gentlemen. Should be fine. Cannabun.
In Ohio, a young woman who spoke out often at school board meetings about the need to drug test young people has been busted on heroin charges.
Oh, no.
22-year-old Stephanie Bros was nabbed for possession and sale.
Bros.
And she now admits the school board appearances were a ruse to draw attention away from her drug dealing.
I was having trouble being stressed out going to my job until I found Horseflex. I'm sorry. Oh, that was my heroin drug. I'm terribly sorry.
We should have gone back to the other one. If you want fresh breath and control your glaucoma,
yes.
Try Binocannabis.
Binocannabis. Very good.
A traffic stop was this lady's undoing, that and losing the custody of her 2-month-old baby.
Mm-hmm.
Know your mushrooms. In Westchester County, New York, a 61-year-old woman wandered into the woods near a rest stop along I-684 around Bedford.
I love the feeling of my teeth now that I use Cocainament.
She picked up some lovely mushrooms and ate them. She is now dead.
Oh, really?
Officials say they were destroying angel mushrooms, some of the deadliest shrooms on the planet.
Destroying angels. I'm so sorry.
Kill
it's
it!
All right.
Kill it, it's dead. Kill it with crystal melaphenicin.
And experts say if she'd gotten medical attention sooner, she could have easily beaten these mushrooms with penicillin.
Hi, this is the Simpson family from Modesto, California. We survive on crystal mentholatum.
It's delicious.
Hey, try it.
Yeah, right.
In the meantime, officials have removed the rest of the killer shrooms from the woods around that rest stop.
Yo, very scary.
Killer shrooms, man.
They're bad shrooms, man.
An Appleton, Wisconsin woman has been arrested for planting a rat in her food at an upscale restaurant to try to get $500,000 in hush money.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Moron. I think you've hit it right
there.
You're
an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She told management at the Seasons she'd go to the media if they didn't pay.
I got a rat in here. You better pay me money.
The owner says it's been very stressful lately, all because of a hoax, as it turns out. 41-year-old Debbie Miller now faces 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if she's convicted.
Good.
The crime lab determined that although the rat had been cooked, it had not been cooked with the other food on her plate.
Oh, gross. She cooked it.
That's so bad.
Finally, Dateline, Taiwan.
Yeah. Oh!
A couple parked at a makeout point went too far, both with the sex and the car, for he, you see, had parked too close to the edge of the cliff. And when the car started rocking, it also began to roll and tumble off the cliff. We're pleased to report both Lee and Lynn got away with only minor injuries. The worst part for Lynn, of course, was having her husband find out about Lee.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Tomorrow on the show, we will have our big intern makeover. Also, Lloyd Kaufman, director of Poultry Guys, Night of the Chicken Dead.
Yay.
Our thanks to the Widow Denver, Dream of Denver, and Joe McLeod, our movie reviewer. Mm-hmm. That's it. We got to go. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Katie Radio Network.
Yay.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, Mike O'Mara with another poem.
Yay.
All right. With water coolers, Rob's got me beat. Dream of Denver was really sweet. The president showed his happy feet. And Power of Five was a listener treat. Tomorrow, Pater will look new and neat. And more.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.